Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it and be glad. Praise the Lord. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. It says, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Hallelujah. The measure of faith. My dear brothers and sisters, the word measure in Greek means metron. That means God has given to each and every son and daughter of God a measure of faith, a seed of faith. And that seed of faith, when it is sown in the right environment, grows and becomes a big tree, right? It is easy, my dear people of God, to give in to negative thoughts and fears about how things will turn out based on your past experiences. As Jesus pointed out, we live in a faithless generation in Matthew 17:17. That means you must constantly fight the defeatist attitude portrayed by the culture, the media, the educational system, the workplace, and sometimes your very own friends. Unless you recognize this, it can wear you down by diluting your faith. That's why you need to feed your faith daily on God's word. Jesus said, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move,' and it will," in Matthew 17:20. Notice, Jesus is not referring to a mountain you encountered years ago. He said, say to this mountain, your current mountain that you are facing in your life. He wants you to exercise your faith today. He said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible for you, in verse 20 of Matthew chapter 17. A mustard seed is so tiny it can get stuck between your teeth. But Jesus said, although it's the least of all the seeds, it grows into a tree big enough for the birds to nest, right? That's what is referenced in Matthew 13:32. You say, I don't have any faith. Yes, you do. Because Apostle Paul is writing to the Roman saints, and he says that God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. And when it's activated, miracles happen. Amen? Miracles happen. Even if you have only an ounce of faith left, you have what you need to prevail. But faith only works when it becomes the language you speak and the attitude you maintain. Very important. Very important. The language you speak and the attitude you maintain. The enemy does not want you to know that, because when you do, you don't just think about what's happening. You will start thinking about what's possible. So no matter what crossroads of life you are today, remember to activate your faith and believe God, believe and in His word. Stand on the promises and appropriate your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given to us. We are grateful to you. We are honored to be called your sons and your daughters, that today we are privileged people on this planet Earth, because the Lord God Almighty, we the creator of this planet and the creator of the universe is our God. Hallelujah. And He takes care of us. He watches over us. He neither sleeps, neither does He slumber, but He watches over His flock, over His children. And we are so grateful for your tender, loving care that, Lord, you give unto us, that every day you provide for us, you protect us, you preserve us, you prosper us. Every day you give us hope in our spirit. Every day, O Lord God Almighty, you orchestrate a miracle. Every day, Lord, you, Father, command your angels that they come and minister unto us. And we want to say thank you for all your blessings. We are grateful to you today as your flock, Lord, steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders. Oh Father, take away every pain from their midst and grant them your peace. That's what I pray, Lord. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health condition. Lord, you, even before you could deal with our sins, you dealt with our sickness. You were beaten 39 times on your back, that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Today, your healing virtue will flow into the bodies of your people, into the minds of your people, that they will be healed and made well by the power of the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory and the praise, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And as we have launched into a 40-day fasting and prayer today onwards, we will gather for prayer every night on Zoom at 8 p.m. God bless you. God be with you. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.